one of the most powerful senators to serve from the state of Louisiana, is dead. Russell J. Long died this weekend at his home in Washington, D.C. of heart failure. He was 84 years old. Russell Long never achieved the fame of Huey Long, his father, who once ruled Louisiana like a king. You look at a picture of Russell Long and you see a mild-looking man with a genial smile. But like his father, Russell Long understood power. He knew the power that comes from paying attention to details. He became an expert in Senate rules, the arcane procedures that insiders can use to pass or kill the most important legislation. In the 1980s, Long spoke in favor of one of the Senate's traditions, the filibuster, in which senators can kill legislation by debating it forever.
I hope it'll always be possible for any dedicated, conscientious senator, seeing something that is not in the long-term interest of the United States, to start out where he's overwhelmingly outnumbered, and by just force of explanation and force of logic, by just wearing away at the opposition, persuade them that they're wrong about it, and eventually persuade a majority to see the matter his way and prevail.
Russell Long also understood the power of tax laws. The more complicated, the better. For years, he served as the chairman of the Senate's Tax Writing Committee. He said he was proud of approving an earned income tax credit that aided the working poor, and still does. He was also accused of skewing tax laws to benefit the oil and gas industries in his home state. He was accused of aiding the same powerful industries that his father fought against. Russell Long saw nothing wrong in that. The younger Long once reflected that when it came to business taxes, I wouldn't keep anybody rich from getting richer.